Welcome along to another D Word podcast where we talk dementia. On this edition, I welcome back Kitty Short from Creative Confidence. She started out pioneering Lego therapy with brick-based brains, but as she's about to tell us, plenty has happened since then. Kitty, great to welcome you back to the D Word as my guest. Brick-based brains were all you were talking about last time you were with us, but we were just saying before we came on air how long it had been since the email when we kind of arranged all this, which was kind of ages ago. And obviously a lot has happened in your world since then. So, you know, what's been going on?
Oh, it's been busy, busy. It's like, I don't know when I actually sleep. So I think last time we spoke was probably January and February. So brick-based brains has been still going fantastically. And somehow I just keep putting additions onto brick-based brains and adding more exciting things that go with it. So we've developed a program now, which is including Makaton. Do you know Makaton at all?
Not personally, but I know what it is, yeah.
Yeah, so if for those who don't know what it is, it's a communication program that uses signs and speech and for to develop communication skills. And it's just worked brilliantly because I find that people in nursing homes and in community centres, they are naturally signed anyway. We naturally dress gesture. I always think of like the Peter Kay thing where you're going, I know you can't see me, but that way, oh, we're flying out, that sort of thing. So that is in the process where we're using, we dealt the program and I've been working alongside a residential home, which are basically my guinea pigs, and they're just amazing. Sarah, who's the activities coordinator and also runs the whole thing as such, she's just like, right, let's try this, let's try that. And so we've put together a package which is about a 2-hour program for training for care homes. And we've just looked, we've like developed this, looking at different ways it works, does it work better with a photograph, and using the sort of signs that they would use, because there's no point them doing level one and level two in Makaton when they're not going to know it. It's your basic signs of, you know, your hello, goodbye. But it's the questions that they're asked, which is really important. Like, you know, when's my daughter coming? Or, you know, what time's bedtime? Can I eat yet? And it's always the cup of tea is the main one that they're always asking for. So it is a lot of gestures, greetings, things with like personal care. And then we've got like intergenerational activities involved, where we're including Lego bricks, of course, with that. So that's in the making. So we're looking to try to fund that at the moment. So we are practicing, making sure it's absolutely perfect before it gets out there. So we have put a couple of bids out there, but for anybody who's listening who would like to fund brick-based brains alongside Makaton, because I think it's the most amazing thing to be able to help people to communicate. So if you've got somebody, even if they can only sign toilet or they can sign a cup of tea, their basic needs are being met. So yeah, so that's what we're doing at the moment. And lots of other things, but I feel like I'm rabbiting, so you might have to want to ask me questions.
Oh, I always get a rest when you're on, Kitty.
I know, it's like that. Just let her talk for 40 minutes, it's absolutely fine.
it's interesting from the fact that you were talking about the fact we always gesture and we use those gestures naturally throughout our lives. But it's strange that you've gone into a care home and said, how about Makaton? You've developed a guide, but it's like nobody seems to have looked at it before, which seemed a sort of obvious link, didn't it?
It just seems. But this is what happened with brick-based brains as well. Why is nobody using brick-based brains with dementia. So when I wake up in the morning at like 3 o'clock and go, ooh, what about this? And I presume that other people have thought of it, but they haven't. So I need a whole marketing team behind me. There's like little old me and a couple of other people helping and stuff, you know, doing admin and the marketing side, who have been amazing. But I need them full time on either shoulder, pushing me and championing me on to keep me going. So,
But you've got a new website, haven't you? Tell us about the website.
yes. So that's really exciting. So that I think it was launched about maybe about 2 months ago. And so that's been a long time in the making. It's just been a dream because I just think websites is just a whole minefield, and it's something I'd known nothing about. And there's a lady who I met last year called Amy Louise Brown, and she's all over LinkedIn. And she owns a company called Sonder Media, and she had just been wow. She's like, I want this off you. Get me this. And then, have you got a testimonial for this? And we need a blurb about this. And so she has been my driving force to get it sorted. So she's been amazing. So that's been really good. And we had some funding from the National Lottery to be able to, you know, help with the website. So I thank them as well. But yeah, it's good because it's like, my brain is so sporadic and quite scrambled, and for somebody to be able to go into my mind and know what's going on, which Amy has done, I really commend her and think, wow, she's very brave. She must be a genius to pull all that and tease it out of me. But that's kudos to her in itself. It's like she's very talented, so yeah, which is good.
I think you must find that off the wall approach, if I can call it that, is refreshing as well. Because I follow you on LinkedIn, and
Yeah.
you produce things like a Fun Fact Friday, and
Yeah.
everybody thinks, well, what's she really talking about? And then they read it, and that draws people into your whole sort of personality world, which I guess in a way Amy's trying to do with your website as well.
Well, yeah, it's true. Yeah, because this is what I sometimes think. Am I talking about too many different things? Because I'm selling scripts at the moment online so that can fund creative confidence. And then I'll tell you about what I'm going to be doing with the scripts with the dementia people as well in a second.
The station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Here on UK Health Radio, all our shows are available to listen again and download from the website at ukhealthradio.com. You can also catch up on the UK Health Radio app, which is available from Google Play and the App Store. On this edition, I'm talking to Kenny Short from Creative Confidence. We were talking about the fact that your approach out of the thinking out of the box, I think is
Yeah.
probably best way to describe it. And for Amy to actually bring that together and put it into a website, as you were saying, is quite a quite an activity for her to do. But it also draws people in as well. It's, we
Yeah.
see so much involved with dementia is the conventional approach, and it does. Doesn't grab people, whereas if they're
No.
thinking out of the box like you, then suddenly you've got people's attention.
Well, that's it. I found that I think it was only last Friday I did a post because I ended up writing a few posts about my son and his progress at finding a job. He's 16, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you've got so many more impressions than I have when I just put a video out, which I think is pretty good. And he's like, oh, mum, it's the algorithms. It's the al And so I need to get to know that. But at least it's making people interested, like you say, in the whole of the kitty world and the creative confidence world. So Yeah, and I did miss Fun Fact Friday last Friday because I was in Belfast, but I will be putting out a Fun Fact Friday because Belfast is just the most amazing place.
Yeah, I've been there. I
Yeah,
agree.
it's fabulous, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got friends through the show who live Belfast as well, so it is
Oh, do
an
they?
amazing place. Tell us about these scripts and dementia then.
So with the scripts, the idea is that we incorporate the script writing and pe with people with dementia and the elderly, and also using Lego bricks. So it would start off like you'd have character names. They give them each other character names. It might be Lady Banana or Sir Sword Swallower. So they give it each other names. So that's like the daft approach. So from then on, then they'd say, right, what's the setting? So you might be in a baker's where all the biscuits are, talking. I mean, this is like a bizarre one. But then you start to build that so that you start to use a Lego. Let's like create a baker's space, and then what are they going to eat and what are the characters doing? So it's just a really playful exercise. I mean, it's a lot more detailed, really playful exercise where they're getting to, really express themselves, and then they're using their memory. And it's about role play as well, because I think everybody loves to role play. And so when they're talking through a character, they don't have to be themselves and they can be as open as they want because it's not them speaking, it's Lady Banana, you know what I mean? Which is really good. So that's in the process as well. So there's a lot of things going on. I'm trying to think what else we're doing. Yeah, my scripts, Magaton. Oh yeah, this is really exciting. I don't know if you've met a gentleman through LinkedIn called Joseph Issa.
Doesn't ring a bell.
So he's Canadian and he's invented something called Ulio 3D. So this is an actual printer, but it's made out of Lego. So you actually create the printer from all the instructions as you would normally if you were building a normal Lego piece. So you're creating the printer. Now all the components are actually already like manufactured and mangled. I'm going to show you now because I think it's amazing. I'm trying myself not to. I'm going to move my thingy around. I don't know if you can
Right,
see. Can you
I've
see?
got to describe it to the listeners, but wow, that is, yeah. it looks like a printer to start with, doesn't it? And it's
Yeah.
very multicolored with the nice Lego bricks on it. And wow, yeah. So what does that do then?
So basically, once you've built the actual the actual printer, which it can take a long time. It probably took about 3 hours to build it, but it's a journey. It's a process. It doesn't have to be. So if you're working with somebody with dementia, this is a journey for them over a number of weeks. So once they've built that, then they. Once the printer's obviously plugged in, it's all working, they would then go on to design something that they like. So it might be something that reminds them of home. It might be the cat, or it might be the favorite flower or anything. So they design it, put it through the computer, through the printer, and then out pops a little amazing Lego creation. It's just
That's
fantastic.
wow.
So this has been funded by North Manchester Inclusion Partnership. So I've got the gentleman there called John Curtin, and he understands me, and he just champions everything I do. And he says, "Oh, I think that sounds like an amazing idea. Right, let's try it." So that's another thing that's in the pipeline. So now I'm just prioritizing everything. Because I work in schools as well. So that's like 3 days a week. But this is something that I think will catch on definitely with like nursing homes, residential homes, and community centres. because it's just nobody else is doing it. And he approached me, did Joseph, and said the work that he's doing, which is in schools, could this work with people with dementia or elderly people? And it's like, yes, it can. Anything can work if you put your mind to it. You can make something work. There's no no in my vocabulary. Of course you can. So,
That's that's the important thing, isn't it? Because when people get a dementia diagnosis, and my friends living dementia always tell me that first thing you get is a list of don'ts. Now, you don't do this, don't do that, and not a list of, well, you can do this or can do that. And you need to, going back to what we were saying earlier, think out of the box a little bit and think, well, why not? And you've just introduced all our listeners and me to people living with dementia operating a 3D printer. And it's, who would have thought?
That's it. It is thinking, it's just meshing everything that you do together and thinking, why can't it work? And that's how brick-based brains came about, because I just thought, I've been trained in Lego therapy, and I thought, why can't that work with people who are older and with dementia? And that's when more of the creative confidence activities came in. So using poetry, performance poetry, using game show hosting. I've even had people with dementia rapping in care homes. You know, they can do anything. So I'm always thinking of like the next thing, what can I do next? Oh, how can we, keep progressing and evolving? So.
I think it's a quote was on your LinkedIn that said, "Here's to trying something new, staying curious, and making space for moments that spark joy and connection, whether it's in the boardroom or a bunny cafe," which I think resulted in one of
Oh,
your
yeah.
trips when you met a bunny cafe. And I thought, well, that kind of sums it up, really, isn't it? Let's go for it.
Yeah, and that's what I think. Think it's all about your attitude and thinking, yeah, just try it. Who most things, everybody fails first time. Nothing is perfect. And even though you could have tears and meltdowns, and but that makes it even more amazing, and you feel more triumphant once you've actually got there, what you want. And there's never an end goal. There's always mini goals, mini goals. Do you know what I mean? That ball keeps popping in that net and keeps going. So I think if you actually achieved everything you wanted to do and it was perfect, God, that would be so boring. I almost like a struggle. I like a challenge.
Absolutely. I think it was Albert Einstein who said nobody had ever tried anything new, never made a mistake. But it's kind of that actually you've I've got a little sheet of on the left-hand side of the
All
screen here.
right.
And you mentioned a ball in the back of the net, and I've got Kick Out Dementia Cup written
Oh,
down. Tell us a bit
yes.
about that.
So that was another thing that was set up by Amy Lowry. Sorry, Amy Louise Brown. And that was in, I think it was in June. And that was by Electricom. So they're an electrical company. And they got lots of football teams together, local football teams. So they might have been builders, scaffolders, engineers. And I think they had about 12 teams in total. So it was a big event where they all played football and they were very competitive. There were a couple of injuries here and there. And so, yeah, that was to raise money for dementia, which then some a part of that money was as enable me to then deliver free activities. In different nursing homes and community centres. So, like working a local one in Newton Heath in Blakely, and then did some activities for a dementia cafe, which is in Blakely Community Hub, which is fantastic. And they run that every 2 weeks, it is. But I always think once people get into something like that and they like it, it needs to be more often. People really look forward to, and it's a need, it's a necessity. There's not enough of it around. And it's always really busy, and they put food on and they They have singers, and then like I did like poetry and Makaton, and Makaton sing and sign, and they loved it. So that's what Kick Out Dementia is able to do. And Alzheimer's Society also were given funding. So yeah, it was just amazing, and such a people are just so generous and so kind. And then that's when you get to hear people's stories, and like my parents have a dementia, or my mum's currently in a home, and awful stories like people as young as like 45 they know who are living with dementia now. And yeah, but yeah, it was an eye opener really, but really a really like heartfelt day as well. It was fantastic. So that was all organised by Amy at Sonder Media and Electricon, which was fabulous.
Yeah, it's a, it's about that whole thing of community involvement, and also just spreading the word out so people actually realise those stories, because those stories are so powerful. Sometimes people think, oh, people don't want to hear about me, but they really do.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah. And I think they feel it's a release for them to get it off the chest, and it's like a shared experience between, and it might be something that they've not really talked about before, with the teammates or with other people. And it's like, oh, I didn't realize that happened to you, or that your parents were, living with dementia. And yeah, so it does it opens people up, which is good.
Yeah, so absolutely, because there are so many carers who are taken and certainly feel taken for granted. Whereas, it's I always think and talk to people about dementia being a team approach between the person living with dementia and their carer. And if you can join both together and get them both involved, then that's a much better situation for both parties.
Yeah, definitely. Because I think some people see it as a separate entity. It's like speak to the carer, then, and it's like no, you work together as a team, so everybody's involved, and then they both are, understanding of what's happening. Because people have obviously, so when somebody's like first diagnosed, I'm just speaking from experience of my next door neighbour, who is 82. Bless Brian, he's a real cutie. So his wife, Mary, had no choice because she couldn't look after him, and he just suddenly rapidly went downhill, and was had to go in a home. But he was in a predicament where he wasn't so far gone that he had to be in one home, or and then they said that he was, too lucid, if you were, for another home. So it was like he stayed in hospital for a long time because he couldn't find the right fit for him, which was really sad. And then he went to one home, and he actually escaped because he remembered the code for the door. You know what I mean? He's not he remembers certain things. So, but he's quite settled now, and he does have really lucid moments where he's like remembers that she's his wife, and that what year they got married, and oh, it's our anniversary and everything. And then other times they're just not interested, has told us to go away, which is it must be sad for her to see.
Yeah, absolutely.
The station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
We're already planning our 2026 programme here on the podcast. Then the new year, I'll be finding out about dementia in Zimbabwe, looking into ageing and neurodiversity, and hearing about the work being done on dementia in Wales, amongst other things, during our podcast in 2026. back to my guest now, Kitty Short. One thing I've also got, you were shortlisted for a Global Champion Award, I understand. And, you know,
yeah.
I know, you know, like me and everybody else, you don't do it for the awards and the glory, but it is nice to have some form of recognition for all the hard work you put in as well.
Yeah, that's, I always feel a bit like that about, because you don't do it for that. And when you see things like piss on LinkedIn, it's, that's not my bag, but I've been, you have to put that sort of stuff out there and it's going to give you more kudos and stuff. And I think, why should I have to have that to have more kudos? Just want people to say, or get more work from just showing up and being there. But yeah, so that's next Saturday is. So that's from a lady called Sherita Mondongwe, who a lot of people that she knows has nominated Creative Confidence. And I've worked with her since, oh my goodness me, probably since about 2016, maybe. And so she actually rescued me during COVID times. And yeah, because we worked together, we did like quite a lot of Makaton work. So she runs Dimobe Children's Trust, and that's working with children with special needs. And so from that, we did a lot of work together. And in COVID, it was like delivering food parcels and stuff. So I was like her spokesperson for that. And she just, we help each other out everywhere and follow each other. And so, yeah, so she's helped me become like some global champion recognized for the award, which I really appreciate. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, good luck with that, most definitely. I mean, you know, one of the things that I think in talking to you is that, you know, I think it is in Kitty world, as you call it, but in the wide world, it's still dementia is out there on a limb and doesn't get pulled together with all these things like, you know, you mentioned children's services and various other things. Whereas in the use of stuff like Makaton and whatever, there are so many commonalities between people living dementia and you know, people who benefit from things like Makaton in the wider community, but somehow dementia still seems to be kind of stuck in a bubble on the left-hand side, as it were.
Yeah, it just, I'm hoping to change that though. I'm going to change that to just make it more and get make it so that everybody's engaged. I did speak to a lady this week, 'cause I've been doing a lot of work with the elderly with dementia, and who were involved in a lot of cultural engagement in Cheetham Hill. And so they've really took to it and they've loved the Makaton side. So I'm hoping to put them through level one and level two of Makaton. So it's going to really help to push them. But I'm hoping that once this gets on a roll, and people have asked me also to deliver like a couple of sessions of the taster session for cultural engagement so that they, when they are working with people with dementia and other people within the community, because they've a lot of people of where they're working, they've got English as additional language so that they can use Makaton as their communication program. So we'll see, and hopefully that ball will start rolling. Someone might become a Makaton champion before you know it. You never know.
Another string to the bow, as they say. But
That's
you know,
it.
I've seen your ladies and Cheetham Hill on the
Yeah.
LinkedIn, and I think those cultural things are really important as well, because as people go through their dementia journey, it's very difficult in some cultures to actually, one, admit that it's happening, and two, there are values about families looking after families and not accepting outside help. Whereas, you know, if somebody can come in and provide activities that everybody looks to and enjoys, like you seem to be doing with your ladies at Cheetham Hill, well, that's really important.
Yeah, because they were so, when you first start a project, I'm always a little bit, you probably wouldn't even be able to tell, but my little heart's going bum diddy bum diddy bum diddy bum, and I'm thinking, right, how are they going to accept me, embrace me? And it took a little while until they understood this sense of humor. And so every week was just such a joy to work with them, and they felt so open, and it was like this safe space to feel free. And they actually said, "I feel free when I'm in your session. I feel free and I can talk and I can be myself." And not all of them wanted to be filmed, which is absolutely fine, obviously. But they just like they just embraced it. And to see the ladies up there doing player cards, right? You know what I mean? And hosting, and then doing role play where they become bumblebees and chase each other as like swarms. And every week I was just like, wow, I'm in awe of what they can do. And what yeah, they never left any stone unturned. I was like, right, I'm gonna try this, I'm gonna try this. And they're just amazing. And this is the first Wednesday, obviously we didn't have one last autumn, that it's not happened, and I feel a bit sad today that I've not got my Wednesday ladies. So we're gonna catch up again after Christmas, which should be good.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Nothing like a good game of play your cards, right? There's
Oh no.
no doubt about that. With time kind of bringing us to a close shortly, but I mean, you've been doing this for a while. You go around a number of homes, contact a number of people. Do you think we're moving in the right direction in terms of dementia care with what you've seen?
Oh, I think it can be better. I really do, because some of the homes, if I went back 7 years ago, I'd say it was pretty, yeah, you didn't have much at all. It is getting better, but there's so much room for growth. And I think it's like tapping into different activities, finding what stimulates people. And then it's going to make everybody's job easy, because if you've got somebody who is not just sat there being entertained, if they're interacting, they're using the brain, they're going to be happier. I almost see it like when we first got our little doofer dog, and he was really we'd say like naughty, and we got this dog whispering, and this he said, you're not interacting with him, you've got to stimulate his brain. You need to play tricks, even if it's 15 minutes with a treat, to keep him going, to tire him out. And it's like us normally, or anybody living with dementia, work the brains. It's like if you don't use it, you lose it. And that is just constant. That's what you're going to think, use it or lose it. So you've got to keep them interactive and get them to interact with each other more than anything. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of room for growth, but that's why I'm here, to help you out.
Absolutely. And the more thinking outside the box and just drawing people in, which is, I was going to ask you how the dog was actually, because I saw the pictures that you have put on LinkedIn at a little naughty moment. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Is it when he ate my shoes?
Yeah, that was the one.
Oh. I think he's actually done about 15 pair of shoes, but he never does both. He only does one, which is really annoying. Just might as well have both. He's all right. He's having a little shake now because he just heard fireworks. So yeah.
Oh, it's all right. My one's sitting down there asleep at the moment.
Oh
So,
really? What
yeah,
sort of dog is it?
he's a cockapoo. Yeah, Benny the
Oh.
cockapoo. So, well, he is actually, if you think about it, he's Benny Hill.
Oh,
So,
is it?
yeah,
Yeah.
he moves like that as well.
Oh, does
Well,
it?
yeah, absolutely. It's been a real pleasure, Kitty. It's always great to have you on the show. Good luck with everything you're doing, and please, I know you will keep coming up with those ideas because that's what we need out
Yeah.
there. We need a bit more Kitty world out there. But hopefully, we'll get back together again another 6 months, see what's been going on.
Yeah.
And,
You never know what I might have thought of. We might be in NASA by then, in space.
That'll be good. The D word goes to space. But
Yes.
till then, anyway, thanks, Kitty, for being my guest.
Thank you, Pete. Lovely to see you again. Thank you.
thanks to Kitty. Always great to catch up and sharing her infectious enthusiasm. Do take a look at the new website. You'll find it at creativeconfidencecic.co.uk. Well, that's all we have time for on this edition. Thanks for your company, and I hope you join me again soon for some more Dementia Talk right here on the D Word Podcast.